This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yes, we're here, and yes, we survived the 2.5 mile trek of the Autumn Fest parade. Todd did cheat, just so you know, because I walked, Phil Parker walked, and Todd, well, he said somebody had to drive the K-Fire car. Right? I mean, you had your wheels there. So I guess it wasn't really cheating. You were working as well. You just had a little easier ride. But I have to tell you, the 2.5 miles wasn't bad at all. I loved it. In fact, it ended, and I'm like, no, it's done. This quick. It was a good time. What the heck was that? Anybody else hearing music in their ear, or did I have a long weekend?
Maybe you did.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, first of all, if you came out for the parade and participated. I meant to have the head count done by now, but it's... it's like ridiculous. It's a landslide. The parade poll, officially, I don't know if we have any official parade poll music, but the official parade poll results are a landslide for Kevin Kramer.
How did you do on the candy versus the length of the route pacing yourself?
Yeah,
did you have candy left over?
We did not. We did not. And I think it was because there was candy in front and behind us, and there was such a big group that it would have been kind of hard to throw. I don't know. I didn't hear an official answer, but we didn't have candy. We had donuts, by the way. Yeah, exactly right. I brought donuts for Todd, just like I said I would. Right there. So, how about that? Anyway, thank you for coming out. It was a great time, and as we say, we did the little... You know the other thing I noticed tonight? I'm not being snarky about this at all, but maybe somebody can explain this to me, if you're willing to do it in a rational way and not kind of a... I don't know, and I sincerely am, I'm curious. I don't mean this in a mean way, but so I was walking along with a lot of other of our fine listeners and other folks that have walked in parades before, and just soaking it all in and seeing people line the streets, and you know they're all so nice and shouting out, "Hey, what's on your mind? Love the show, boy!" You know, I mean, just really nice. And Kevin Kramer's like the Energizer Bunny out there. It's just ridiculous. He bounces from side to side. You know, he's going to go in front of the float and behind the float and then head of the band and then back over on this side and high-fiving and posing for pictures and, you know, putting up signs and going up to yards and shaking hands. It was unbelievable. You're watching that, and it's, everybody is just smiling from ear to ear. They're smiling. They're having just a wonderful time. And I had to go back and take a photo because I wanted to conduct the parade poll official work of the hike camp folks. So I, you know, after we got done, I walked back a ways and waited until I found the hike camp folks, and then I took a few pictures. And I don't know, I put the pictures up on Facebook so you can judge for yourself. But it's like, why the long face? Like, I don't know, they just look crabby. Really crabby and sort of dour, and you know, thinking you're walking for your candidate. What are you mad about? Just smile. Have a good time. They didn't look happy. I don't know. It's not the candidate I'm talking about. I'm just talking about, you know, some of the people walking. So that was just an interesting observation. That's all I'm saying. Interesting observation. So there's that, and it was great fun. We had a little too much fun on Friday, so we didn't get to everybody that I wanted to get to, and I have some comments that I'm saving we'll get to here that do not have to do with Animal House and parade comparisons with, the Autumn Fest parade, because that seemed to be kind of the theme on Monday, Friday rather, what parade float we were going to do. Anyway, in fact, somebody texted in the corner to my right, weighing in at 213 pounds from parts unknown, Scott Loverboy Hannon. See, there's a few that I should have missed on purpose.
That's good.
That I didn't. I think that had something to do with the fact that we were playing Loverboy music. And, 213 is not far off, you know. So anyway, here we go. The big story of the day to me the really important story of the day to me is what is happening to Brett Kavanaugh. What is happening in the United States Senate. What is happening with the Democratic Party. Folks, they are desperate. They, as far as they're concerned, they own the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is theirs. And they are flipped out, is the term I'd use, flipped out over the fact Donald Trump is about to put his second nominee on the Supreme Court. So what do you do when you don't have enough of you that the president picks such a good pick you can't derail him? There's multiple FBI investigations checking this guy out. And the vote is coming up on Thursday. What do you do? You pull an Anita Hill. You pull an Anita Hill on Clarence Thomas. Remember? I can hear Clarence Thomas in my ear talking about this. Supreme Court's not worth this. I'm doing this for my family. What they're doing, folks, is absolutely 100% despicable. Despicable. It's their playbook. They're doing it all over again. And there's reports now she'll testify, which I guess is fine. Get it all out there. This is touchy because I don't want to, you know, this woman is a California professor, which in and of itself makes me a little suspicious, right? She has not said anything for 30 years. That makes me a little suspicious. Doesn't make her wrong in either of those cases. Doesn't make her lying, just puts a little bit of doubt in my mind that, okay, you just write a letter now? I mean, he was no slouch on the D.C. Court of Appeals, right? I mean, he worked for George W. Bush prominently in that administration. No slouch there. Why not do it there? And mind you, Senate staffers in the Thomas hearing, Senate staffers went out to drum up Anita Hill. So they know that's how it's done. So if the Supreme Court doesn't find anything factually, then you just go find somebody that supports your cause. And do you remember anything and, you know, time in high school or whatever, you know? It just makes me sick. I'm thinking of those adorable daughters of his and the fact that these people know no shame. I mean, if I get a letter like this, I waited 90 fake, 10 real for the reason it comes as late as it does. But I want to ask you a question today so we can settle this. There'll be a hearing, and it's essentially going to be, who do you believe? This woman isn't going to say, yeah, I made it up. You're right, I made it up. They made me do it. Yeah. She's not going to do that. She's not going to, they battle test these people. But it'll be he said, she said. And it'll be, is this relevant back to high school if, in fact, we believe her? The big question in my mind is, if you believe her, if you believe this happened 30 years ago and it was an attempted rape, it sounds to me like everything I can gather, an aggressive wrestling match that shouldn't have happened. She screamed once and the mouth was covered and, you know, they're horsing around, and she runs off into the bathroom and locks the door. I mean, I'm not going to dismiss this as saying it wouldn't be a traumatic experience for a 15-year-old girl not knowing what's happening at all. I mean, would not want it to happen to my daughter. So please don't think I'm minimizing any of this. People tend to do that when you're a conservative. Yeah. They take your words, and then they change them. And they actually repeat them, and they lie. Yeah. Like other talk show hosts do that even. And as recently as this year. You know, it's kind of funny how often that happens.
Do you think she'll get a chance to testify?
They write columns and they just lie at will. You know, take stuff out of context and, you know, recruit a blogger to do the same, and away you go. It's how you mess with people. I'm just saying, that's the left, folks. That's the left. Do I think what, Kevin?
Do you think she'll get? She'll actually testify?
Yeah, well, she
you,
wants
you think
to.
Bring her up there?
She wants to. Now, I don't know how you say no, right? I mean, right. Then you look like you don't care. You don't want to hear her. You don't believe her without right. hearing her. I think they have to hear her. Right. I think bring her in and let her testify and cross-examine, and then people decide, who do you believe? My big question for you is, folks, what if it's true? What if it's true as she's written it 30 years ago, her 15, him 16, 17, whatever. I mean, knowing what we know about, you know, not rape. Again, she's claiming it was attempted rape. I guess that's, it had to have been there, right? I mean, was that his intention? I don't know. It didn't happen, is my point. But what if it's true? What if it's true as she describes? Does that disqualify him from what he did in high school? Like I said, you know, if they find my high school file, then you'll know why I just disappear one day. Just tell them, Kevin, well, they found his high school file. But that had more to do with milk against the wall than it did anything of this nature. But still, tell me what you think. 258-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indie Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
How come sales invites you to Big Iron in West Fargo Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday? Talk to Mike about the Supreme Twin Auger Vertical Mixer, your best choice for optimum beef and dairy cow nutrition. Sizes to match every ranch, feedlot, or dairy farm. Haugen's for new and used Supreme Vertical Mixers, as well as Meyer feeder boxes and spreaders. In-house financing OAC available. Call Mike at 730-1895. Supreme, built for the long run. Feed your cattle right, and they'll pay you back.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
I saw the great Carol Juvin last week. He's on the mend from a little surgery, so we could give him a boost of prayers. He's taken so many people out there, I've lost count of how many people have gone to Norway with the one and only Carol Juvin. 174 times, 49,000 plus people during the past 51 years. And he's doing a couple of trips he wanted us to tell you about. And one of them is in June with yours truly. My wife Maria and I are going to host a land and it's not really sea because we're pretty close to the land, but it is a land and water tour. That'll be something. So that'll be great. That's in June. In July, he's doing the 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. And then there's a Best of Norway Tour that he's doing August 12th through the 14th. So a lot going on, a lot of different choices depending on what works for your schedule. We'd love to have you along. My wife Maria has planned this meticulous schedule. It's just so much fun from our last trip there. So that'll be a good time. And, of course, I think you know we're going to Washington, D.C. Spent the weekend talking to a lot of folks about that, December 4th through December 8th. I'm going to stay at the very nice Homewood Suites by Hilton at the Convention Center. We're going to see a bevy of, you know, the National Christmas Tree, the Holocaust Museum, Ford's Theater, White House, Smithsonian with 136 million objects to choose from, Arlington National, Arlington House, Pentagon Memorial, World War II Memorial. It'd be amazing. One of my favorite things we're going to do, Capitol too, we're going to eat really well. We got fun, awesome restaurants, and of course we're dining together, so you really get to know folks. And then we're also doing a cruise line, a little luxury liner, they call it, I guess, around Washington, D.C. So you're on the Potomac, but you're seeing everything. So it's really cool. If you want to go, you can text me. Just include your name and email address, if you would, or email me. You text me at 701-367-2054, and we'll get you the brochure with all the info, okay? 701-367-2054. You can text me. You just leave your name and your email address. And also, that somebody from Watford City just last night said, six of us, we're in. Checks on the way. We're going. So it's going to fill up pretty quick here. You can also email, by the way, Scott H. If you prefer to email, that's fine, too. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Just put DC in the subject line, and we'll get you the info. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Sean in Westfield, North Dakota. What's on your mind today, Sean?
Oh, this Kavanaugh thing is just driving me nuts. Because I caught a little bit of your show in the last hour, and I heard your co-pilot there say, is the standard perfection now? And my thought that went through my head is the standard for some is if you are perfectly liberal, you're A-OK. But if you happen to be a strong conservative, they're going to keep throwing stuff at you until they can make something stick.
This is the scary part here. This is the scary part, Sean, because the left, the liberals, believe the Supreme Court is their plaything. See, when they can't get something passed, like Obamacare, right? I mean, Obamacare, they couldn't get it passed. They did not have the votes for it, right?
Nope,
and so they switch it around and ram it through. And guess what happens? Supreme Court, unfortunately, upholds it. But I they needed the Supreme Court. So my point is, they need the Supreme Court to do what they do, and it's their plaything, and that's why we need to fight all the more harder to stop this.
Right, and I heard someone, I was having a conversation last week, and maybe I even heard it on your show, but think about how much this impacts the future of the Supreme Court. If this guy is on there, and what is he, in his early 50s, he could be on the Supreme Court for 30 years. And think about how that affects how they're going to rule. And so it's understandable that, yeah, the left is going nuts because, oh my gosh, they're going to lose that 5-4 balance. It's going to be a more conservative court. They're actually going to be constitutional in their judgments. And yeah, the left is going to be pulling their hair out because, oh, somebody's taking away their plaything. They're like playing Candyland. They keep changing the rules until they win.
There's part of me that says, look, we have the votes. Just vote and be done. Don't let this kind of game play, right? I mean, on the other hand, then that will hang over him forever. You know, so, you know, the guy deserves his integrity. But, you know, and of course, you'll have flaky, no pun intended, flaky Republicans that Jeff Flake is already saying, oh, I don't know, we can't vote until there's a, you know. So they want to delay this. They want to stop this. They're just fighting for their life over this.
Right.
And, you know, I'm just going to say I have a lot of doubts as to whether this happened. A lot.
Oh, I I totally agree with you. Like you said, he's been in, how long has he been in the judicial system? There were other opportunities where if this has happened, it should have come out as he was nominated for his next higher office, and he would never have gotten this far if this sort of thing had been true.
And I also think that if it did happen the way it was described, at least what I've seen, is it sounds like a dumb high school thing, right?
Right, yeah.
It doesn't sound like a sexual predator, and I don't dismiss that it would have been difficult for her and she needed everything else. If it was that difficult, I would have wanted to confront the person that did this long ago, and she hasn't, and that's a little weird, but just say whatever, that she wanted to be quiet about it. I don't think this is the kind of thing that says, oh my God, I mean, he's a high school kid being a dummy at a party. And he says it didn't happen. He says it did not happen.
Right.
And that he wants to defend his honor, there's 36 years ago.
Yeah, it's funny how stuff comes out of the woodwork when all of a sudden you're going to be in a position to be on the Supreme Court. And you're part of one more thing that Donald Trump is doing to make America great again.
And this is going to sound really snooty to anybody that's not a conservative. We just don't play like this.
No,
we just don't play like this. We go straight up. When one of our own has done something stupid, we say it. I mean, it's just there's no integrity in this. There's a viciousness, a cunningness that is just unbelievable to me the way they play.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your call, Sean. Thanks a bunch.
You may have a great day.
Yeah. Well said. 800-228-0550. What's the standard now? Perfection. So my question for you is, we're just going to assume her to be correct in telling about this incident from high school. Does that cause you to say, if true, he's not qualified? He shouldn't be the recipient of a lifetime achievement on the Supreme Court. Here's what I'd love. I'd love if Brett Kavanaugh would say something to the effect of, you've seen my statement, and I refute this, but I want you just to assume it's true. I just want you to assume it's true and ask yourself after 36 years if this was as traumatic as they claim, why it took that long to come out and why it comes out at the 11th hour of my nomination. And I'm just going to ask you that even if true, what she's described, it doesn't take away my ability to serve the United States of America on the Supreme Court. It doesn't take away my record. It doesn't take away everything else the FBI has looked at. Can we just move on here? I'd love it. I sometimes I think people pile on, and you're better off just saying, assume it's true. You know what? That was really dumb. I'm sorry. Let's go. In other words, just call them on the game. Does that make sense? 258-0550. I want to know what you think. On What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Carson Wentz has a hot spring spas and pool tables too, pool table, and a whole lot of other things. But what do you sell here? What attracted Carson to your pool tables, Vince, at Hot Spring Spas?
Well, he wanted the one that had NDSU on it, and Olhausen is the only brand, the only one made in the United States, so they can do custom pool tables, and we did him NDSU pool table and shuffleboard table.
What if I want a University of North Dakota pool table?
We can do a University of North Dakota pool table as well. It's kind of fun to customize your game room.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. Brunswick and Olhausen Pool Tables. Come see them. The best brands, Olhausen and Brunswick, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake.
It is price to go.
Now's the time to buy at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you, and save big.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I-95 closed through North Carolina because of the flooding from Hurricane Florence. Now just a tropical depression, but still a huge rainmaker. Also dumping on Virginia and parts of western Maryland now.
I mean, we've seen the pictures of some of the flooding in North Carolina. We know that there's a very dangerous situation there. So the best advice is to stay put until it's safe to get it back on the roads.
That AAA spokeswoman speaking there to NBC News. At least 17 people known dead because of the storm. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is going to outline a plan to stop proposed budget cuts to the agency that tracks hurricanes and major storms. He says the White House plans to reduce money to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration by more than 20%. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pillow, and my wife has wanted a pillow topper for a while. She kind of had been talking about that, and there, lo and behold, there it was. And I'm here to tell you, Todd, you know how much the pillows, you know, just kind of put you to sleep. They're so darn good, fluffy.
Yeah.
The mattress topper is like, oh my gosh, good. It's really good. Noticeable difference. I'm like, I asked my wife, we put it on Saturday, so then it was there for Saturday and last night. And I asked her this morning, I said, I think I noticed a big difference. She's like, oh, definitely. So it really it's a mattress topper. So it's like this 3-inch thick, high-density support foam. It cradles your entire body, so you get this zero-gravity effect. I can't explain it. I really can't. But so it's not too soft. It's not too firm. It just sort of, you feel like you're floating a little bit. And you really have to experience it to know what I'm talking about. They also have that thermophase gel technology, so the temperature stays just right, just like the pillows do. You know, you don't get too hot. And the only thing is you need the bigger sheets, and that's okay because you get the Giza sheets from MyPillow too, which are really good. They call them deep something or another sheets. They're really good. 800-506-9028 is the number, 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code Scott. Get that topper. Get that mattress topper, and let's compare notes. You'll see how much you love it. Gary and Mandan at 258-0550. That's the number, 258-0550. What's on your mind? Gary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Vargas. I didn't catch my name at first. But,
that's all right.
I wanted to say, what happened in this country when you're innocent till proven guilty, and also... That young lady was in grade school. He was in high school. And that probably is not relevant now. If everything was brought on the table that we did when we were in grade school and high school, there's not a one of us that would be eligible to hold any job in this community.
Yeah.
That's
and
the way I feel.
And when you say what happened to... innocent until proven guilty. Did you miss that clause? Unless you're a Supreme Court nominee and you're conservative, there's that little.
I didn't read that qualifier. I guess.
Yeah. I guess that's the Clarence Thomas clause they call it now. They've they've got that. You know, it's terrible. It's absolutely awful. Couldn't agree with you anymore. So yeah, she was 15, right? So I don't middle school at least.
She was
I guess
in grade school basically.
Well, not at 15, she wouldn't be grade school, but She was definitely a few grades younger than him. I guess I haven't seen the age difference, but, you know, and I want folks to know that when you hear about, you know, teenagers in a bedroom, you get understandably concerned that some bad things has happened. But her description of it is saying, you know, that Kavanaugh pinned her to a bed on her back, groped her over her clothes, grinding his body against hers and clumsily attempting to pull off her one-piece bathing suit and the clothing she wore over it. So, you know, again, okay, attempting to, right? Not completing that. When she tried to scream, she said he put his hand over her mouth. Then she comes up with this quote, which I don't know what you thought of that description right there, but I didn't think it was, you know. Again, walk a mile in her shoes before you understand how traumatic that could be. I get it, but she's saying, I thought he might be inadvertently trying to kill me. He was trying to attack me and remove my clothing, trying to attack me, trying to remove my clothing. So then she escapes because a friend of Kavanaugh's, you know, jumps on the bed and they start all three tumbling, is what it says. She ran from the room, briefly locked herself in a bathroom, then fled home. I don't know. Even her own description to me sounds a little just out of whack a little bit. It doesn't sound like it's as, the kind of thing where, that could be two ways. That could be, well, there was something horrific going on, and that could be, these guys are horsing around, and you don't have no idea what's going on, so you're taking a different view of what actually happened. You know what I mean? I don't think there's enough in what she's describing to think, this is, That's the whole description right there. This guy should not be. The only other thing, I guess, is that she said that he was drunk and his friend was drunk, that she was trapped in a room with two drunken boys. This came years later, a few years ago to her.
If I ask you to describe specifically what happened 36 years ago on your first deer hunt or anything, you're not going to get it right or perfect.
Yeah.
You're not going to remember exactly what happened. Sorry.
So true.
Especially
so true.
When you were a young kid.
And I am of the opinion that to cut to the chase here and stop the game, that he says, that's how she remembers it. It's very different than how I remember it. We're just going to have to agree to disagree. You're going to have to judge me accordingly. In other words, assume it's true. From her perspective, I'm telling you it didn't happen, but you just decide and let's. I don't think it's an offense worthy of him being, you know, denied a Supreme Court nomination after his record. I really don't. Gary, thanks for chatting. I love the insight and analysis of the audience. He put out a statement, and evidently he, by the way, is at the White House at this hour. Brett Kavanaugh is at the White House. He put out a statement saying, "I categorically and unequivocally deny this allegation. I did not do this back in high school or at any time." That's what he's saying. And I believe he's added to that since. Gary in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I think it's time we start trumping up. Time to start showing the other side who we are and let our voices be heard. And we can do it in real simple ways. Number one, start voting with your wallet. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN. If companies advertising on there, quit buying their products. Number two, let's start calling these people out. Petitions. I'm so sick of listening to Heidi Heitkamp's lying commercial. I mean, but it's time to trump up and start wearing your Make America Great Again hat out in public and let all these liberal yahoos know that there's more of us than there are of them. That's about all I got to say. This
Thanks, Gary.
Deal strikes me the wrong way.
Yeah, you and me both. It's what we're up against, and I do think you have to fight back, and I do think you have to.
A reminder for the Democrats: the U.S. taxpayers pay paid for the cover-up of the murder by Ted Kennedy at Chappaquiddick. Why don't we start throwing that back at him a little bit?
Yeah, go watch the movie, boy. Whew. That'll put the chill through you, no question about it. But there's a different standard. There always is. It's incredible. I'd also say Kramer Heitkamp. When you think about Kramer Heitkamp, think less about Kramer Heitkamp and more about the Supreme Court, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers. Because that's what's at stake with your vote for either Kramer or Heitkamp. In other words, Heidi Heitkamp, even if you like Heidi Heitkamp, even if you like how she votes, even if you believe that she is, you know, conservative, not liberal, which is provably false, and a tad laughable, Heidi Heitkamp, just her election could mean the Senate goes the Democratic way, and then you don't have the ability to get these judges on. It's so important, folks. A texter says, what does the other young man involved say about the alleged attack? You're talking about Mark Judge. He's a writer in Washington, D.C., I guess. He reiterated his strong denial of allegations that he watched as Brett Kavanaugh allegedly sexually assaulted a girl when he and Kavanaugh attended a party while they were in high school 3 decades ago. Yeah, she claims she was able to escape when this guy Judge jumped on top of her and Kavanaugh and dislodged it too. She went public with this on the record account in a Washington Post story. Judge was Kavanaugh's friend and classmate at Georgetown Prep School. The Post story claims Kavanaugh and Judge were both stumbling drunk. The Post story, no, this woman's story. Of course she's got to have that in the story. When the two, as the Post characterized it, corralled her into a bedroom during a gathering of teenagers at a house in Montgomery County. Now that Ford's name and more details about her allegations were released in the Post story, Judge reiterated his denial, saying, now that the anonymous person has been identified and has spoken to the press, I repeat my earlier statement that I have no recollection of any of the events described in today's Post article or attributed to her letter. So, there's more there, but you get the gist of it. That was in Breitbart, if you want to read it. Phil in Fargo, go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Phil.
Is it me?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Hey, I'll just make this kind of real quick because my phone's going to die, but kind of with the whole Kavanaugh thing, you know, everyone, the same thing that everyone's been saying, everyone's done stupid things in high school that, you know, either we remember or don't, and 35 years ago, is that the correct number?
Yeah, 36, I believe, yep.
36. I mean, at what point do you just forget about it? That's just a bit ridiculous. But that's really all I got to say. So.
I think she did choose to forget about it, and I think also that her counselor or whatever that they've used as someone that verified her account of this has thought she should get rid of it. But when you're a California professor and you have information about a Supreme Court nominee that you believe is this horrible stuff that you remember from 36 years ago, of course you're going to use it. And of course, the timing of that is really important to do it very late in the process so you can gum things up when he's on his way to being nominated. It's pathetic. It really is. And it's, again, how the left plays. It's just how they play. They do. Anything else, Phil?
No, that'd be it.
Nice chatting with you. 800-228-0550. They should turn Trey Gowdy loose on Kavanaugh's accuser. She better be telling the truth or he'd turn her inside out. Maybe, another texter, maybe the situation with Kavanaugh should be the new standard for all senators and congressmen. Then President Trump could easily drain the swamp. That's a good idea, actually. Okay, you guys want to go with this? Then all of you need to pony up your high school records. Let's have them. Another texter, this is a he said, she said moment in history that will not get resolved. And I find it difficult to accept due to the fact that it came out a week before he would be voted out of the committee and it being sent to the floor of the Senate for confirmation. The Democratic senator had it many months ago and did not bring it up until it was needed as a last-ditch effort to derail his confirmation. Very true. There's more here. We'll finish after the break, and your call's welcome, 258-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supported all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Minot after the show tonight. Looking forward to being part of the annual Dakota Hope Banquet. Get a load of this. They moved to a bigger location, the All Seasons Arena, this year, thinking, you know, that way we'd get everybody in that wants to get in, because they had like 625 last year in a waiting list. 822 registered this year, so they're plumb full and have another waiting list. Pretty incredible. So, by the way, there's a waiting list, so if you can get added to that. But also, if you know someone that's going that can't attend, let them know, so make sure to get somebody in there. 701-240-5884 at the Dakota Hope Clinic for the fundraising banquet tonight. And I'm proud to be the MC for that event. We'll broadcast from there tomorrow. That's a great story. It's a great story. It really is. 701-240-5884, 701-240-5884. All right, Karen in Fargo's waiting to chat. You can text Todd. You'll take a text, won't you, Todd?
Sure, bring it on.
Yeah. Todd is still disappointed we didn't get the float done in time for the parade.
We are going to do an Eat Me cake float someday, some year. We just got to.
Yeah.
That's too good.
You think a lot of people will know about the deal that it's from Animal House?
Where was your baton, by the way?
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't mean to bring one. My wife and daughter could not find one for me. I wanted to, but I noticed Phil didn't have his either. So I would have felt really bad if he'd have had one and I didn't.
Well, you're going to play the part of Stork, so.
That was so darn fun yesterday. Gosh, we had a blast. Saturday. You know, that was just fun. Thanks for coming out. The parade poll, by the way, in case you missed it at the top of the show, big winner, Kramer campaign. I mean big, like huge, like landslide big. Way to go. Way to go.
Kevin brought out more donuts than anybody else, too, by the way.
Yeah, great donuts. Yeah, yeah. Today's safety training spotlight, by the way, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, workforce safety and insurance. And I don't know if you know this, but the North Dakota Safety Council is the region's leader in first-class CPR, AED, and first aid training. 85% of cardiac arrests happen at home. So think about that. If your dad, your husband, your mom, your wife, your brother, anyone you loved started showing signs of cardiac arrest, what do you do? Every minute counts in a cardiac emergency. So don't be helpless. Take the training that'll give you the confidence to help and teach the right steps. And then obviously the paramedics come and go to work, but then you've helped immensely. The Safety Council CPR AED and first aid course uses a nationally recognized curriculum, so you know you're getting top-notch first-class training from the first-class instructors. And the mix of instructors and hands-on practice will help ensure you walk away comfortable and confident to use the skills learned in the course. There's others coming up here. We've had one in Fargo and Bismarck already, but Minot, September 19th, Williston, September 25th, Devil's Lake, September 26th, Minot, October 4th, Bismarck, October 9th. Commit to getting this life-saving training, will you? NDSC.org. Todd's text is 226-8503. I can't remember if I finished that. Mine is 367-2054. Let us know what's on your mind today. Anything goes. We do have a professor later. This one is in agreement with me. A professor that agrees with me, Todd, I finally found one. And
wow.
This professor says there's way too many anonymous sources being used right now. Not good. Fake news is the, you use anonymous sources, and that's how fake news happens. Ken in Fargo, can you tell me what's on your mind today? Thanks for calling.
Yeah. With this Kavanaugh thing, I think it was a bigger plan. I mean, you have to look at what Dianne Feinstein, and I believe probably Chuck Schumer knew about this, did is they didn't ask him about it during the confirmation hearings. They sent it to the FBI. Now, I think what they wanted to do was get the FBI to bite and say, well, let's start an investigation. Now, that's going to take some time, right? Interviews and what that does is force Republicans to go into a holding pattern, a limbo, because they can't dump him and they can't move forward with somebody new. So they just have to sit and wait. Now the November elections come and the Dems hope they take control and then they go into full Miguel Estrada version 2.0. Nobody, nobody, nobody until a new president comes in at the Dem or, you know, we lose control. But they're okay with 4-4 ties. That doesn't bother them. They don't want to lose cases 5-4.
Yeah, and so did the FBI reject?
Yes, that's the fly in the ointment. Well, the FBI said, what do you want from us? No. And so now, well, the only play they had left was the late reveal.
Yeah, because they would have. That's probably why they kept it secret. You're exactly right. Because they keep it secret, they give it to the FBI. Then at the 11th hour, they say, "Yeah, we understand there's an FBI investigation, and we can't do a thing until the FBI investigation is complete."
And who's gonna? Yeah, I mean you can't vote with an ongoing FBI. You can't confirm someone who's being actively investigated by the FBI. So everything grinds to a halt, and it keeps the red states. I mean, as a bonus, it keeps the red state Dems from having to vote at all on anything.
Yeah, very interesting. I wonder what Heidi Heitkamp thinks of this charade. She ought to say something soon.
She's not going to say anything, and she doesn't want to. But I mean, that's where but sometimes you do have to vote, and then you can talk all you want to. But they wanted. I think that's what because you think that she had meetings with this guy. She could have asked him on camera and with the glaring lights, the Klieg lights, and all the activists in the room. I have a report. You did this. to someone. And that's a gotcha moment. And she passed on it. Why?
Yeah, this was all a plan. This was all a plan. I think you're right. I think it did get botched up by the FBI, and it's not taking the bait. The question is now what happens? What do they do now? In my view, get a hearing, get it quick, and be done. Got to go, Cam. Thank you.
We'll have to ask a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Join the best team in the West. MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.